Kids nowadays don't know how easy they have it. When I was their age, I had to walk 6 feet through ugly green shag carpet to change the TV channel.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Few humans have been more gifted at making others laugh than Robin Williams. Our children loved the Disney movie Aladdin, with Williams as the irrepressible and hilarious genie.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Wow! Wow!
Does it feel good to be out of there?
Williams was also a comic genius. When he was clean, I found him marvelously entertaining. I remember the first time I saw the TV show Mork and Mindy over at a friend's house. We didn't have TV in those days, so we had to entertain ourselves. I laughed as I'd seldom laughed before. Mork was an alien who arrived from the planet Ork in a small egg-shaped spaceship, and hearing his razor-sharp, rapid-fire humor was like riding a roller coaster of hilarity. We are all created in God's image, and God gave Robin Williams the Mork-like gift to make millions laugh. Why do they call it rush hour when nothing moves, he once asked. And if women ran the world, we wouldn't have wars, just intense negotiations. But like the genie in Aladdin, who spent thousands of years trapped in a bottle, Williams admitted that he was trapped too, in another kind of bottle, battling depression, drugs, and alcohol. He once said, if you need booze or drugs to enjoy your life to the fullest, then you're doing it wrong. In his battle to do what was right, he checked himself into rehab, admitting, cocaine for me was a place to hide. In July of 2014, with 4 movies scheduled to release, he checked himself into an addiction treatment center once again. Co-star Joel McHale told the press that Williams was fighting to get his life back on track. Him going back to rehab, I pray it all works out. It didn't. A month later, Williams took his own life, leaving a wife and 3 children. I think the news of his death hit me so hard because every time I saw him perform, I had the nagging sense that I knew how this was going to end. Several people that I love most in this life battle depression. Laugh again? Sometimes they laugh. It's a lifesaver. But this valley is no laughing matter. I've walked in it a little myself, and sometimes my sense of humor is a coping mechanism. For Williams, being adored, famous, and rich couldn't bring what he wanted most. Like the genie, he wanted to be free. A man once told his doctor, I'm depressed, lonely, and anxious. The best thing you can do, said the doctor, is to go to the circus and watch the great clown. He will make you laugh, and you'll feel much better. The man burst into tears. But doctor, he said, I am the clown. A surprising number of successful clowns experience such darkness. Peter Sellers was frequently depressed. He claimed, if you ask me to play myself, I will not know what to do. I don't know who or what I am, so I will not be able to help you. I'm not the real Peter Sellers, I'm just a plastic mock-up. He died of a heart attack, age 54. Dudley Moore took the comedy world by storm in the 60s, but battled depression and alcohol abuse, spending a fortune on psychotherapy. The futility of my life and of every sort of activity is overwhelming, he wrote in his diary. Another man battled depression. He asked often, why so downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? But King David knew where to turn. In Psalm 42, he wrote, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. I don't want to oversimplify anything. If you are depressed, please tell someone. There's help and there's hope. Whatever you're battling today, my friend, would you look up and reach out to us at Laugh Again. We care, we're here, and we'll pray, believing that a day is just around the corner when you'll be filled with purpose, hope, and joy, truly free, able to laugh again.
Has the winter weather got you down already? Well, then maybe it's time to open the escape hatch and sail away with Laugh Again in February. There's still time to register for our 9-day cruise of the Eastern Caribbean featuring Phil Calloway and musical guest The Weebs. Register today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.